down, man.
Oh, Mr. T, I'm tired. You know, it just occurred to me, I've got to record a boomer vision for tomorrow for RBN. And it's what? It's almost 2 a.m. I stayed up late, right? Well, no, because I had to write that column for Benjamin Fulford. Yeah, it's a weekly column. Maybe it's going to become something. Maybe it's going to be a big deal. Who knows? Well, okay, so I stayed up late. Is it BenjaminFulford.com or Dem? Hold on. What? Are you going to read it? Okay. Well, it's BenjaminFulford.net/category/Patrick-Slattery. If you want, I mean, if you're going to go there. But, so now I've stayed up late writing this. Now I got to do a boomer vision. Well, I did it before. I guess I could do it again. Just do the proofreading? All right, well, I'll do the proofreading. Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good... I kind of had that in the back of my mind, but thanks for reminding me. All right, so let's see. Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. I got to show first. Okay, so, hey, gang. Welcome to National Bugle Radio at the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnrepublicbroadcasting.org. It's the all-nighter free speech. We got dog business tomorrow. We have serious dog business tomorrow. I don't know what I'm going to... Okay, I know. I was out playing music. I'll probably be out playing music tomorrow. So it's not as if I'm not having any fun, but I have fun sometimes. Okay, so go to republicbroadcasting.org, click on the donate button, send badly needed fundage to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Phone it in to 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Operators will be standing by. That's all muscle memory. That's muscle memory in my tongue. Okay, I'm not even thinking about it when I'm saying it. In fact, I've gotten to the point where I'm not even thinking about what I'm saying pretty much all day long. Okay. Oh, here's something else. Here's a new segment. It is, believe it or not, Patrick does look at the comments. There are comments from time to time on Republic Broadcasting Archives. And I actually do... Every now and then, I kind of binge read them. I don't read them necessarily on a daily basis, but every now and then I'll think, oh yeah, why don't I read the comments? Why is it that this is yesterday's show's... Okay, so let's go to the comments. Let's read some comments first, and then I'll get to the proofreading. All right, in plain sight, at the top, in plain sight. Well, this is Jeremy's show just by himself, which, by the way, is good, and it is the spiritual health and wellness, which I will definitely listen to. Sermon clip on singles and marriage, a discussion with great calls. Great calls! We have great calls, and we have some not quite so great calls. Oh, hey, but here's a thought. Okay, so I'm looking down. Kelso, James Kelso, the Trump phenomenon. Trump, as President Trump today, February 14th, delivers his umpteenth MAGA rally, this time in North. Okay, so there's MAGA. Okay, I'll talk about Trump a little bit, but I'm almost certainly going to vote for Trump. I'm almost certainly going to show for him and support him. I don't have the greatest expectations. Here's the thing. Trump... Okay, so I think on the show today, I was differentiating between MAGA and America First. And America First, that's a term, Nick Fuentes uses it, Trump obviously used it, David Duke used it 30-something years ago, and Charles Lindbergh used it back in the late 1930s. And it means something, and the America First... America First, people, like, I think it's the same thing with Deutschland über alles. Deutschland über alles means Germany above all, or something like that, above all others. It didn't mean Germany above all other foreign countries. It meant Germany above all other identities, like Saxony or Bavaria or something like that. At any rate, America First doesn't mean America intervening all over the world. It means America taking care of its own business. And, you know, so the America First is genuinely it's anti-war. Maybe it's a little bit different from, like I'm an old-time peacenik. Like, I like peace for peace's sake. I think America First is more like they oppose war because it's not good for America. And that's fine, too. I'm fine with that. And America First is Christian. America First is nativist. Whereas MAGA, I don't know. I mean, MAGA includes people like Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon, who, you know, wants to have, like, some sort of Hispanic, black, white alliance that's going to rule America for 100 years. I don't know. I don't even know what that means. But here's something else. There's MAGA, but there's also FAGA. So there's Make America Great Again. I don't know what the F in FAGA would stand for. You can fill in the blanks. There are some words, one in particular, that I don't say on RBN. I don't really say it much at all. And you could probably use that for an acronym. I'll think about it. You know, and that reminds me, one other thing I got to get around to, Pronto is doing the new Engelbert Poindexter collaboration with Filbert, which is going to be awesome. I gotta finish writing some parody lyrics. But at any rate, okay, let's move on. So the Trump phenomenon. I'm scrolling down to my show. So here's the thing. Like, I'm good. I'm not the greatest with names. I'm pretty good with faces, and I'm really good with geography. Like, if somebody tells me they're from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I'll remember that. I'll remember the face. The name I have trouble with, unless they're Chinese or they have Chinese characters in the name. That I can remember. I'm much better with Chinese characters than, because my brain is kind of like, it's, what is it, right hemisphere centric or something, where, like, I'm good with spatial relationships, I'm good with shapes, I can draw maps really well. So those types of, like, geometric things, I'm good with that. All right, so Edward, he has a comment. What deals did Trump implement in his term as prez? Which one? Which ones? Slattery, shake it off, man. Now, I'm trying to remember. I have, there's like a few people who comment very regularly. I had the feeling Edward was the one I liked. we'll see, because I'm going to read a couple more of these. I know there's one guy, I think Bob 88, who honestly I don't understand. We'll get to him. And then there's a female named C or Cece or something who is very sympathetic. I'll get to a few more of these. But what deals? So I'm just going to answer this, because I think I had said on the show with Jeremy that Trump sees himself as a deal maker, that, you know, deals are diplomacy. Okay, what deals? So here's the thing. What I was saying primarily was that he sees himself as a deal maker. Okay, the art of the deal, all this stuff. This is how he sees himself. I was talking about his self-conceptualization. If you're asking what deals, Okay, here's a bad example. What did he call it? The Abraham Accords, which I think was really handled more by his son-in-law Kushner. But you know, those were deals. I don't like them. They're not good deals to make. You had the USMCA, which replaced NAFTA. Was it a good thing? It was probably an improvement, but it's a deal. But here's the one I would raise. And it's the almost deal. And this was Trump trying to make deals with Kim Jong-un. That I was never prouder of any president ever in my entire life than when Trump went over to, I guess the first place he went was Singapore to meet. The first meeting, I think, was in Singapore. I guess they had a really brief meeting at Panmunjom on the demilitarized line. And then they had that meeting in Hanoi that got completely scrapped by... maybe I'm getting Singapore and Hanoi reversed, but I think it was the one in Hanoi that got completely scrapped by Bolton and Pompeo. But he... I mean, that was... Trump did that completely. He did a complete end run around the State Department. Those were not set up by the State Department. That's the State Department's job, is to set things like that up. He did an end round around the State Department. He went through the South Korean National Security Advisor to set those up, which was awesome. And, you know, if Trump was either stronger or more skillful at dealing with a bureaucracy or whatever, he could have had a peace deal between North and South Korea, ending that war, which would have been massive. It would have been major. But it didn't happen. So that's like the one that got away. Anyway, let's move on a little bit. Scroll down. Did the live show with Jeremy, did that get anything on the night before? Well, come on, where is it? Beyond the Trump in plain sight. Okay, did that get a comment? Oh, it got comments. Okay, these aren't my regular commenters. There's Max from New York who sent some sort of link. I'm not sure what it is. I can't see what that is, but Max from New York had a good phone call to us. Magenta, maybe Thomas Bolton can take his squealing pig and go, and I don't know what that is. And then Magenta again. Jeremy, did you call James correctly? Okay, I'm not getting into that. All right, so let's keep going down we're going to do two more days. How's that? We'll do two more days. I'm scrolling over, and so... For my show with Philbert from Tuesday. Okay, so Bob 88. Okay, lusting after Annalena Bauerbach of all people. Being an infuriating arse isn't as big of an issue on a woman. It just makes you want to, you know what. Okay, so I don't get Bob a lot of the time. I honestly don't get him. Maybe he's a great guy. Maybe he likes me, or maybe he's trying to be a jerk to me. I don't get him, but I appreciate him. I appreciate it, and I do read the comments. Okay, not necessarily immediately. I might not read the comments for a long time, but I do read them. Okay, C, who is usually really nice to me. I don't think I've read this yet. Your comment makes zero sense. Oh, I guess she's responding to Bob 88. Okay, this is actually funny. Your comment makes zero sense. And then she quotes, it just makes you want to, you know what, to them. Oh, now I get it. Okay. All right. Then she has a long one. Okay, I'm going to read this. I haven't read it yet. Okay, so... See, on Tucker, I'm going to read this. On Tucker, as I was listening, I thought of something. Tucker, I think, was never fired from Fox. Lots of hype. I never watched his show except for maybe 12 times when I was helping my dad out and staying with him while he was ill. He watched specifically because of the Rittenhouse interviews, Kenosha not far from us. Yes, Kyle was from Illinois, but my dad empathized with him. So my dad died shortly after at age 90. So the 90 or 80-year-olds, my 64-year-old brother, a Fox News person, are simply not on Twitter, nor do they plan to be. But my thought is many, many of Fox's base are beginning to die off, and Carlson made the move to Twitter to expand. She wrote Twitter X. I'm not going to say X. Okay, so pretend I didn't say that, because I won't say it. I refuse, because I think it's retarded. Made the move to Twitter to expand his viewing audience and pick up a new demographic that will watch him for the next 10 years. Okay, anyway, that's good. Oh, there's more. Okay, I'm going to skip. No, I'm not. I'm going to read the whole thing. I live near a lot of millennials and Gen Zers who do not have TV but will watch an interview on social media. I think Tucker simply made a financial and longevity move to secure his future to finance his wife and kids. His son works for a Republican congressman. I do not know what the daughters do. He has three girls and a boy. But I do not trust him one bit. I love Putin, but I will not give Tucker a click. No way, no how. Annalena is fat, as most are today. Tulsi is an odd skunk-like grace, has an odd skunk-like gray streak. Eek! And she is pretty far left. Melania is the bomb. A lover her style. I guess she means I love her style. Thanks for the show. Okay, so Annalena is kind of fat, but she jumps on trampolines and is oddly cute in not necessarily a pretty way, but whatever. Okay, and Tulsi has that odd gray streak, but whatever. Anyway, and the thing about her being far left, and this doesn't speak well to her, she started out as, was she anti-abortion activist? I think she was an anti-abortion activist or something like that. And then when she got elected to Congress, she moved left. And now that she's at Fox News, she's going Fox News. I don't know. I mean, I think she's pretty principled anti-war, but we'll see. We'll see. I think that might be falling apart. We'll see. But she's not as relevant anymore. Okay. I think I have time for one more day. So let's move back and move back. Come on. So we got to go to the Mark Collett show. And that was on Monday. Ooh, oh, gosh. I've gone all the way back to Sunday. Incendiary Radio with Robert Ravold. He used to call into Stormfront Radio. All right, so Road Warrior, National Bugle Radio, there we go. Edward. Okay, so Edward, like, he was asking me, did I answer that question? Oh, yeah, about the deals. Okay, he says, superb show as always, thanks. So thank you, Edward, I do read your comments. Like I say, I'm not great with names unless they're written in Chinese. I'm better with faces and geography. So that's just the way my brain works. Okay, good. So that got me in a better mood. I mean, I got all this dog business to take care of in the morning, and it's already past 2 a.m. You know, that guy who used to be from Saturday Night Live and then who was in the Senate. Dr. Shane, Dr. Shane. Thank you for all the joy and fame. Picture show, second balcony. What's a place with me?
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. Or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Bird, well, everybody knows that the bird is aware of the weather.
And it's already past 2 a.m. You know, that guy who used to be from Saturday Night Live and then who was in the Senate, Al Franken, when he was on Saturday Night Live, he had a recurring skit, a recurring character, Stuart Smalley, I'm good enough. I'm smart enough and doggone it, people like me. And so he was always trying to like be, it was like daily affirmation. He was trying to affirm his self-confidence, but then he would lose his self-confidence in the middle of the show and say something like, what am I talking about? I'm 55 years old and I'm 30 pounds overweight and nobody's ever going to love me. And then he'd pull himself together again. So anyway, I don't know why I'm even mentioning that. Today has been Valentine's Day, by the way. I'm just going to say. Okay, so here is the article for the BenjaminFulford.net. Patrick Slattery, February 14th, 2024. Dear readers, this week everyone is talking about Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. I know I need to distinguish myself from everyone else if I expect people to want to read this column. So here goes. Our top story of the week, Tucker Carlson's interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Honestly, I think the fact that the interview took place and has already had over 200 million views on Twitter alone is far more significant than anything that was said during the interview. People who get their news from the mainstream media are inundated with messages about Putin being Hitler, the Hollywood movie version, that as long as he didn't start goose-stepping and throwing up Roman salutes, it was a net positive for him. I need to mention that at least a few members of my Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN, audience have a favorable view of Hitler and Nazi Germany. Okay, here's the thing. So I'm Benjamin Fulford's audience isn't the same as the RBN audience, and a lot of them wouldn't even know RBN, so I have to explain it. This is proofreading, and I'm going to have to read that sentence again to make sure it reads well. I need to mention that at least a few members of my Republic Broadcasting Network, RBN audience, have a favorable view of Hitler and Nazi Germany, such that I feel compelled from time to time to remind them that just because you have a swastika tattooed on your neck doesn't automatically make you the good guy. They would have been happy to see Putin goose-step a bit and seem put off by his commitment to the denazification of Ukraine. Denazification seems like a bizarre goal for a country with a Jewish president, massively disproportionate Jewish representation in the political elite, and Jewish puppet masters at the State Department. And yet, there is an element in the Ukrainian political class and military that idolizes people who collaborated with the Germans in World War II or otherwise had extreme nationalistic positions. Furthermore, I often remind my RBN audience that what Hitler's Germany represents to Russians is very different from what it represents to Americans. I got to remove the apostrophe there. To Americans or most other Westerners. In America, Nazi Germany killed 6 million Jews. Everyone else killed in the war is a footnote. In Russia, Nazi Germany killed 27 million Soviet citizens, and everyone else is a footnote. Overall, of course, few Americans would view the goal of denazification with suspicion, but my RBN listeners are a bit quirky. Okay, so I'm going to just pause there for a second. So this is the thing. I get along with Benjamin. I like Benjamin. I knew his family. I knew his dad. His dad was a great guy, by the way. Very smart, very well-read, very respected Canadian diplomat. But, and I don't read Benjamin's stuff that much, but I do know that he refers to, like, Papa Bush as a Nazi. So he's kind of like Alex Jones in that way, although the one time he was on Alex Jones's show, he got in a big fight with Alex Jones. But anyway, so he uses Nazi as a as an insult. Okay, like me, you'll hear me sometimes. So and so called someone a Nazi, and not in the nice sense of the word. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to get into it because maybe at the end of the show I might circle back to it. There are time restraints. Okay. Well, anyway, let's get back to the proofreading. So what's important is that the interview took. And the thing is, I didn't write this in one sitting, and so there might be some things that I need to really review here. But so what's important is that the interview took place and was seen by so many people. Putin was intelligent, rational, reasonable, and even humorous at times, and in no way the monster that he has been portrayed. Zillions of people. I would have said 6 million people, but because it's funny to say. But I didn't. Zillions of people are commenting on the contrast with the types of political leaders we have in the West, whom you could barely imagine having the detailed knowledge of their country's history that Putin displayed.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Will I'll catch you later on, for my consciousness is gone, and reality is wrong.
Are commenting on the contrast with the types of political leaders we have in the West, whom you could barely imagine having the detailed knowledge of their country's history that Putin displayed. Okay, I guess I read that a little wrong, but that's good. It sounds like a cheap shot, but Biden cannot even remember his own personal history. While self-aggrandizing commentators have praised Putin's 25-minute history lesson at the start of the interview in order to signal how well-read and sophisticated they themselves are, and Putin no doubt thought that it was important to impart this knowledge to his American audience. The fact is that history is not most Americans' strong suit. Now, that does deserve an apostrophe there. Okay. Most people don't realize how bad Americans are at history because they are too busy realizing how bad Americans are at math and geography. Sorry, guys, but, you know, it's true. Nothing Putin said in the interview was really new, but unless Westerners go out of their way to see what Russians are talking about, they would have no way of knowing. People who listened to the full interview got to hear Putin recount how he had attempted with 5 different U.S. presidents to build a friendly Russo-American relationship, starting with his rebuffed request to President Clinton for Russia to be admitted to NATO. He said that Clinton initially seemed willing to consider it, but shortly later said it was impossible, as if he wasn't really the one making decisions and had to check with others. I'm going to say check with headquarters. I think that's better. Headquarters. Headquarters. Reminds me of a joke. You want to hear a joke? Okay, so let's see. Here we go. Three men and a woman were stranded on a desert island. Okay, if they are French, they will share the woman. If they are Italian, they will fight over the woman. If they are American, they will vote or draw lots or something like that. If they are Japanese, they will wire home for instructions, wire back to headquarters for instructions. Okay. That one of my political science professors told that to me. Okay, I thought it was pretty good. Anyway, okay. It was clear that Putin doesn't really think that America's presidents are really in charge. Okay, I have two really's there. Okay, doesn't think that it is. It was clear that Putin doesn't think that America's presidents are really in charge, but rather there is some unelected ruling elite that is calling the shots. Obviously, this is the case, but one does not often get to hear it from someone of Putin's stature. Maybe. Okay. I think the interview was very good for Donald Trump, even though he was not talked about much. Okay. Much of the criticism of Trump has always been that he is Putin's puppet. So, to the extent that Putin has been devilified in the eyes of millions of American voters, that is good for Trump. And while I surely think that Trump, while I surely think that Putin would prefer to see Trump beat Biden or whatever Democrat in the next election, I think he has largely given up on trying to build strong relations with America and the West. Okay, I want to insert a joke here. I think this is a good place for it. So, is this a good place for it? So where was I? Alright. I'm going to add this here. As for Tucker Carlson, Hillary Clinton called him a useful idiot. Well, at least he is useful. Or unlike Hillary, at least he is useful. Do you get it? Do you get it? It means Hillary is an unuseful idiot. At least Tucker's useful. I don't know if that really fits there, but it's after 2 a.m., and so it stays. Okay, so I think that he's largely given up on trying to build strong relations with America and the West. As for Tucker Carlson, Hillary Clinton called him a useful idiot. Unlike Hillary, at least he is useful. Okay, good. There it's going to be. Americans are used to thinking of themselves as the indispensable country, the world's only superpower with a manifest destiny to lead the world. This is how it has been during our lifetimes, especially during the third of a century since the end of the Cold War. And, as noted above, we aren't good enough at history to know that it wasn't always this way. The fact is that the world has changed fundamentally, especially during the 2 years of the Ukraine war. The real objective of the war, which was planned in the State Department by Victoria Nuland, was to provoke Russia into an invasion that would provide the pretext for unprecedented economic sanctions that would destabilize Russia and topple the Putin government. It didn't happen because China supported Russia, and then the rest of the non-Western world followed suit. The center of gravity of international politics has shifted from an America-dominated G7 to BRICS, centered around the Russia-China axis. Okay. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Emirates, three Arab countries that for decades were in the American orbit, have joined BRICS. Saudi Arabia is insisting that an independent Palestine be immediately created with pre-1967 borders and a capital in East Jerusalem, meaning that 700,000 Jewish settlers in those lands would be orphaned. Orphaned, is that the right word? I mean, I think expelled. Should I put expelled there? I'm going to put expelled there. Expelled. Okay, I'll do that. While this doesn't seem like such a departure from its long-held position, the difference is that the demand is being raised within the context of a war that is ongoing as a condition for ending it. Egypt is threatening to scrap the 45-year-old peace treaty with Israel. It's 45-year-old. Okay. Egypt is threatening to scrap its 45-year-old peace treaty with Israel if it invades Rafah in the Gaza Strip. Yemen has already declared war on Israel. Israel has become used to acting with impunity, like the little brother of the neighborhood bully. But the defeat of the West in the Ukraine war has exposed the American military complex as a paper tiger. America and the West are becoming irrelevant. I'm going to add something. I got to do something about this. Let's see. Israel has become used to... The problem is... It's become used to acting with impunity. Okay. Israel is badly mistaken about its about remaining its ability to remain above the law, and the longer this longer it continues to slaughter Palestinians, the worse it is going to be for Israel. That's not so great. Israel is battling, and the longer it continues to slaughter Palestinians, the more it is going to lose. I'll do it like that. I think that's a little bit better. The more it's going to lose. Okay. The more it is going to lose. All right. One last word on the Putin interview. And actually, this isn't one last word. And then maybe this is where the joke about Hillary should go. Okay. Because I know I jumped back to the Tucker interview. But anyway, that's the way it goes. Because what happened is I was driving to Home Depot, and I thought I was going to be recording with Don Advo from Stormfront, and then he had technical difficulties, but I had my voice recorder with me, so I just started talking into the voice recorder, and then when I came home, I stuck it into an artificial intelligence program that transcribed my words, and so most of the rest of the article was not drafted by typing, but it was drafted by speaking. Anyway, one last word on the Putin interview. Tucker Carlson, who has some inexplicable hatred of China, made some juvenile and retarded effort to goad Putin into saying something against China. Putin promptly put Tucker in his place, forever smashing his dream of a Russo-American alliance against the dreaded slant eyes that he often called for on his Fox News show. I guess I'm going to just leave it like that. Meanwhile, I get that from Jim Fetzer. I should have a little copyright thing there. Meanwhile, in other news, Trump at this point has a pretty formidable lead over Biden, especially when taking into account the third-party candidates that will be on the ballot in most states. Pro-Democratic pundits speculate delusionally that Biden could be persuaded to drop out of the race and allow someone else to take his place, and that any establishment Democrat who is younger than Biden could easily defeat Trump. What they are missing is that it is not only Biden's... Okay. Excuse me. What they are missing is that it is not only Biden's age that is leading to his lack of popularity, but also his policies, which, in fairness, are not really his, but are the policies of the Jewish-dominated Democratic establishment. Now, Benjamin gave me... I noticed, and you'll notice this if you go to BenjaminFulford.net, when I started talking too much about Jews and Jewish power in the last article, he felt compelled to editorialize, stick a little editorial comment in the middle of my column saying, what Patrick calls Jews, I call the Khazarian Mafia. And, you know, I often wonder, because, the thing is, I talk about Jews a lot and Jewish power, but at the end of the day, all I want to do is criticize them. I just want to critique them. Whereas, Benjamin's will say something like, well, there's, 20 million Jews in the world and only 1 million of them are, blood-drinking Satanists. I'm not specifically talking about Benjamin, but a lot of people. Only 1 million are blood-drinking Satanists who need to be tortured and executed. He doesn't say that. But still, the thing is, all I want to do is criticize them, because I really believe that if we could openly critique them and talk about their behavior, the problem would disappear for the most part. It would become tolerable, because they wouldn't be able to execute that kind of power if it wasn't for the taboo on discussing it. Okay, the discussion of Jewish power is the destruction of Jewish power. Thank you. All right, a well-known Jewish pundit by the name of Jonathan Alter, who thinks Biden has been a great president but should retire at the end of his term, said Gavin Newsom or Amy Klobuchar or Gretchen Whitmer or any number of other establishment Democrats would be able to defeat Trump. But these people are associated with Biden's policies, one of which is his support for Ukraine. Putin's appearance with Tucker was significant because he was able to make a coherent case for Russia's actions and therefore against the U.S. support for Ukraine that tens of millions of Americans had never heard before. Is this redundant? It doesn't need to be the case that he persuaded all or most of the audience to his point of view. It only needs to be the case that he persuaded more people to his position than people whom he alienated because of the interview. Even if he only persuaded 10% of the audience that being more amenable to... Even if he only persuaded 10% of the audience to being more amenable to him, that still translates to millions of voters moving toward Trump. This is massive in a country that has been sharply and relatively evenly divided, but where people are increasingly becoming fed up with the results of the disastrous policies of the Biden administration. The only way a Democrat would have a chance in anything like a fair election would be if he had been a skeptic on the Ukraine war and a critic of mass immigration and an opponent of COVID lockdowns. We keep hearing Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's name. You've never heard me call her that. I always call her Gretchen Slutmore. But anyway, this is for a new audience. Gretchen Whitmer's name mentioned, but she was gung-ho for the lockdowns and is famous for having micromanaged what could and could not be sold at retail outlets. For instance, Home Depot was allowed to stay open, but it was not allowed to sell home gardening goods for people wanting to grow their own food. California Governor Gavin Newsom, that's his actual name. I always call him Gavin Handsome or Gavin Awesome or Gavin Winsome. But anyway, Gavin Newsom, whose name is most frequently raised, runs a sanctuary state for illegal aliens. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has been shilling big time for the Ukraine war. People are not souring on Biden's policies because they don't like him personally.
Who said I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Big bad wolf could want.
Runs a sanctuary state for illegal aliens. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has been shilling big time for the Ukraine war. People are not souring on Biden's policies because they don't like him personally. They are turning against him because they think his policies are wrecking the country. And simply switching him out for a younger alternative will not make much difference. Is this interesting? I don't know. But anyway, honestly, Donald Trump can deserve a certain share of the blame for all of these policies. But the bulk of his supporters feel that things were much better during his presidency, or at least that he tried to oppose these policies, but was thwarted by the deep state or whatever. Obviously, migration was his big issue in 2016, and although many of his supporters were very disappointed by his lack of success, by contrast to Biden or or other Democrats, his administration really does seem like the good old days. Also, while the worst days of the lockdowns were under his administration, they were not federally enforced, but rather state enforced, especially in states that had Democratic governors. And Trump has always been able to say that had he been president, the Ukraine war would have never happened, whatever that means. Okay. Many politicians are accused of speaking out of both sides of their mouth. In Trump's case, it's more that his mouth is so big that he can speak out of the front of it, and it still covers an enormous amount of territory. He speaks with humor and a certain charisma, but an astounding lack of clarity. Is astounding the right word? But anyway, it's too late to switch it now. An astounding lack of clarity. Much is left to the imagination. For instance, when he says the Ukraine war would have never happened had he been in the White House, he leaves it to the listeners to assume why. Some will assume that because he's such a tough guy, Vladimir Putin would have been too afraid to try anything. Others may assume that he would never have been so foolish and provocative to force Putin to feel he had to invade Ukraine in order to prevent it from joining NATO. That's actually what I think. But whatever, I think most people assume he means the former. Anyway, one last word. The situation in Ukraine is rapidly unraveling. The government is unlikely to get any more big infusions of aid from America. President Zelensky has fired General Zaluzhny, whom he feared was in a position to overthrow him, and is now trying to purge the military of Zaluzhny supporters. This can be done by firing them as well. But it can also be done by sending them to the front lines and feeding them into the meat grinder. There are increasing reports both of troops refusing to fight, and men refusing to be drafted. There are loads of videos of men in fist fights with recruiters. That got spelled wrong somehow. Recruiters who are trying to snatch them off the streets. I started predicting that the military would overthrow Zelensky back in the summer of 2022, and it feels like I have been waiting for the other shoe to drop forever. While Putin seems content to methodically continue gaining ground with minimal risk rather than deliver a knockout punch, the situation on the Ukrainian side is completely unstable and cannot possibly continue that much longer. Sincerely, Patrick Slattery. Okay, well, that is the column for this week, and that is the show for today. I want to thank you all for joining me, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Bugle Radio.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.